Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Death of a Pumpkin Carver by Lee Hollis, narrated by Randy Kay. Chapter 1. Halloween was Haley Powell's favorite day of the year, but it was also incredibly dangerous, especially for her waistline. All that candy, the peanut butter cups, the candy corn, the mini Milky Way bars. Of course, every year without fail, she would stock up on every sweet imaginable, more than all of the trick-or-treaters who showed up at her door could possibly stuff into their orange plastic pumpkins that they hauled around the neighborhood. No, she was always left with a candy overflow. So she had always carefully hidden her stash from her two kids when they were younger so she could gorge in peace when they weren't home. Her kids were much older now. One was in college, the other a junior in high school. They weren't so rabidly determined to get their hands on free candy anymore, but old habits die hard. And Haley still found herself hiding candy around the house. As office manager at the Island Times newspaper, it was also her responsibility to have plenty of treats on hand in case any pint-sized ghosts, goblins, witches, or werewolves might come into the office with their parents in search of candy. She certainly didn't want them leaving disappointed. So as the office wall clock inched closer to 5 in the afternoon, which was her usual quitting time, Haley's eyes never left the ceramic bowl of gummy bears that sat within her easy reach. She was always after her kids, even now as young adults, not to indulge in treats before dinner, but those chewy, delectable, oh-so-delicious...